The Johns of Justice. Guys, you know the scene. You know, we're at a concert or a movie or a ball game, and we gotta go. So we run in and out of the men's room in record time. No waiting, no hassles, no need to clean up after ourselves. But over at the entrance to the ladies' room, it's another story. The line stretches out the door and down the hall. Ever so slowly it inches forward, as if women's kidneys were built of a material far different and stronger than ours. It makes you wonder, what's worse, the struggle to hold it, or the hold that seems to be on the struggle? Feminism is so passé these days. Oh, look, only another 32 women to go before you can relieve yourself. Of course, a few brave females will often just say, screw it, and invade the men's room. Men actually enjoy this. They believe the defeated kidney must acquiesce to the kingdom of many urinals. The women get the added humiliation of smiles and jeers to heap onto the indignity they've been feeling for the last 10 minutes, standing in a line that looks like a scene from Hands Across America. Occasionally, the police are summoned, and they saunter into the men's room to arrest the trespassing women. Of course, the warrant should go out to the people who designed these inadequate facilities. The planners, the architects, the contractors, the plumbers. Would there be a common thread here? Let's see. When was the last time your toilet backed up and the plumber was a woman? Or when was the last time a contractor or builder had the double X chromosome? The fact is, there are few female builders, contractors, and plumbers, so it's little wonder that those behind the decision that leads to women standing in line have never had to stand in line. We called up an architect and a plumber and asked them why they never design and build enough women's toilets. The following is a compilation of what they told us. There's no getting around it. Women just take longer than men in the restroom, and that's why they have a longer line. They gotta, you know, undo their dress and then unsnap their garters, and then they pull down the pantyhose and then the panties, and then they sit down. And, you know, men, we just whip it out and let it go. Then when women are done, they fuss around the mirror and reapplying their lipstick, fixing their eye shadow, and generally taking their sweet time. And they like to talk to each other. A man has got nothing to say to another man at the urinal. It's just in and out. Yeah, makes sense, doesn't it, guys? In the end, it all comes down to the other bottom line. It costs more money to build toilets and stalls than it does to build urinals. So the women must wait. We felt that during a time of reduced feminism, which admittedly is caused in part by some feminists not addressing the issues of the working class, that instead of taking a stand for some abstract political issue, it would be good to stand up for something so basic, so common, that every woman would applaud our political movement. We decided to stand up for the right of women to pee whenever she wanted to and as quickly as she wanted to. We rented a flatbed truck and a half dozen Porto Sands and created the Johns of Justice. Our goal? To let women relieve themselves with pride and dignity, and no wait. The Johns of Justice, with TV Nation correspondent Karen Duffy behind the wheel, roamed the streets of the cities of America, stopping by concert halls, baseball stadiums, cinemas, and Broadway theaters, and announced to the women inside that they did not have to wait. They could go right here and right now. On her bullhorn, Karen implored, "Women and girls, don't be meek. Come aboard and take a leak." We even wrote our own anthem, The Johns of Justice, and sang it wherever we went. A mighty rig came rumbling on down the interstate, with diesel engines gunning and 5 Porto Sands as freight. Salvation to each woman who can't heed nature's call. Here come the Johns of Justice, relieving one and all. Whoopee-ki-yay! Floosh! By the dozens, women left the lines of indignity and poured out onto the street to use our clean, well-lit, fragrant, portable toilets. They were exuberant, liberated, and on their way out, they received a free hot towel from Karen. The Johns of Justice certainly made a dent and an impression, but there's much more to the story. In many workplaces, the issue of the lack of women's facilities has resulted in numerous health hazards and, in some cases, women losing their jobs. At the Proline ball cap company near Dallas, Texas, the Occupational Safety and Health Agency, OSHA, had cited the company for not having enough women's restrooms. Proline assessed their predicament and decided that it was cheaper to fire all of the women than to build another ladies' room. This resulted in the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, the federal watchdog for civil rights, which itself is poorly staffed and underfunded, to file suit against Proline. When we visited and interviewed some of the women who had been fired, they shared with us their fight to gain the most basic of rights. They explained to us that while there were approximately 150 women working at Proline and only about 6 men, there was an equal number of restrooms, one for each gender. Proline blamed the firings on OSHA. We took the Johns of Justice to Dallas and pulled into the parking lot of Proline. Karen announced to them that we were now providing the toilets that they wouldn't, free of charge. Their management announced that they were going to call the cops, which they did. Within minutes, the police arrived and threatened to arrest the crew and Karen and confiscate our toilets. Karen explained to them who the real culprits were, and they seemed sympathetic, but they stated that we had violated the sacred rule of private property. Then they issued a second warning, and the Johns of Justice had to pull away. Next, we heard about a canning company in Oxnard, California, where the women were not let off the assembly line to relieve themselves. So, naturally, we were off to the Golden State. We pulled our Johns of Justice onto the property of the plant, and, true to form, the police were called. Again, we were threatened with arrest. But this time, one of the officers was a woman, and, well, let's just say that sisterhood is pretty powerful when it comes to number one. The female cop had a hard time holding back her smile, and we gave her a Johns of Justice ball cap and t-shirt. We then left, but not without warning the managers to let your women go. So next time, when you see a line of women snaking down the corridor because some man chose not to install enough toilets, just step right up to the front and lead them all in a rousing rendition of the Johns of Justice.